You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, I was there this morning. At 10 a.m. at Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Normally, I wake up about 10 a.m., so I did this exclusively for Lindsay and for Greg Bergman, Corporate Greg. They are teaming up to try to get onto a game show. What's the name of that game show, Linz?
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Legends of the Hidden Temple, starring Lindsay and Corporate Greg. So we did a little hype video for them, and we'll see if that helps them get the gig. When do we see the hype video?
I'm going to post it this afternoon.
Okay, good. I will look for it and retweet it and all that stuff. All right, so this is the time, people, that we've been talking about. It's Father's Day on Sunday. And we thought it would be cool if we got my not-stepdad, Leo, and Momo's dad, Jim Shelburne, on the phone at the same time to do a little trivia contest. Now, Jorge, where do we stand on this? Both here. All right. Hey, Leo. Hey, Jim. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
So let's start with Jim. We'll do it. I just want to chat with you guys a little bit. Start with Jim. So
sure.
Jim, tell us about raising Momo. What was she like as a kid?
Momo was busy, and Momo wanted to play ball all the time. Dad, roll the ball to me before you go to work. Yay. And then we signed her up for soccer when she was four.
Nice. Did she ever get in big trouble?
No, are you kidding, Ramona? No way.
Never, not a single time.
That's the way to cover for me, Dad. Thank you.
No, if it looked like something was going to happen, we said, "Don't." We will correct you if we need to. And she heard that word correct, and that was it. She was
wow.
Great.
Yeah, it's
true. You know what the correct was? You know what the correcting was? It was a little pop on the wrist. On the wrist. That was a little tiny pop
on the wrist.
And that mortified her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he never had to do it, though, because I was just so scared of the thought.
No. One time. That was it.
A pop on the wrist. I've never heard of that. All right. Yeah, let's bring not-stepdad Leo in. Hey, Leo, what's going on, man?
Not much, Steve. Just wanted to let you know your mom's wearing underpants today.
Oh, good.
Oh.
That is a big
I like him. I like
relief.
Leo.
Big relief. So Leo, you've listened to the show for a long time. Have you ever been on the show before?
Only from your viewpoint, Steve, not mine.
Okay. Where does this, being on Mason in Ireland, where does this rank in terms of the accomplishments of your life?
You guys, earlier today, you guys were talking about things that you thought about were great accomplishments.
Yes.
And I have to say, the only thing, being a San Francisco Giant fan, I was very fortunate in my life to be able to watch the greatest ball player of all, Willie Mays, many times. And the greatest thing to watch him do is to see him hit a triple. That man flew around those bases like you've never seen anything before. Honestly, nobody today even compares closely to Willie Mays.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. I never saw him play, but people that saw him play say he may have been the greatest there ever was. Now, Leo, you're driving to L.A. right now?
Actually, we're here now. We're in the marina. We're sitting by the side of the road waiting to get into a hotel.
Okay, got it. All right, so what we did was we put together – and by the way, Leo, how many kids do you have?
I have three daughters, Monica, Maureen, and Melissa.
Okay, and we wish you a happy Father's Day. We wish Jim a happy Father's Day. That was the pretense for bringing you guys on. So I've got a five-question quiz with really, really easy questions. And I want to see which one of you can win the award of Father of the Year.
Father of the Year.
Father of the Year.
Oh, boy. Yeah, sounds great.
So Leo and Jim, your name is your buzzer, okay? When you think you know the answer, buzz in.
Just say Jim, okay, Dad? Just say Jim.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Number one. What is Kobe Bryant's middle name?
Leo.
Bean is right. Oh, Leo, man, is on the board.
It's okay.
Nice,
Dad. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well done.
Leo's up 1-0. Here we go. Number two. The best shooting backcourt in history is Steph Curry and who?
Leo.
Klay Thompson's absolutely right.
Come on, Dad. Come on.
I'm killing my fingers up here, yes.
Okay, so it's Leo 2-0.
Do I need to start cheating? Go in there and tell
me.
No.
Just let it ride, Mama. Right. Let it ride. All right.
You're kind of like me in games, Dad.
Okay.
Here's number three. What number did LeBron wear this year?
Leo.
23. Leo is sharp.
Dang,
as
he's
a
good.
Pack.
Dang.
Leo, how do you do it?
I listen to you, Steve.
Oh, there you go. I like that. Yeah. Okay.
So
it's 3-0, Leo. Here is number four. There are only five questions, so technically Jim can't win. The Rams.
Thanks for inviting me. This is really great. I'm having a great time.
Good. I'm glad, Jim. All right.
I'm just going in there to make sure he's awake.
The Rams' biggest rival is the San Francisco 49ers. Who is the head coach of the Niners?
This year?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Leo, what's the matter with you?
Three, two, one. Leo,
okay, now do I get to answer?
Sure, answer.
If I get it, does this help my dad?
Sure, we'll give it to your dad.
Kyle Shanahan.
There you go. Jim is on the board.
Jim's on the board.
It's Kyle Shanahan. Dad, all the time.
Yep. All right, this last one is worth 3 points, so anybody can win.
Good.
No, you're in the wrong room.
Here is the question. Who is the best radio personality in Los Angeles?
Jim.
Leo.
Jim.
Steve Mason.
Oh, wait. Jim pulls off the upset.
You didn't say me?
Gimme.
What? What's happening?
Jim,
he chose you over me.
Yeah,
congratulations, Jim. Leo, what were you going to say? I heard you try to buzz in. What were you going to say?
Ramona.
Yes, see?
Thanks,
Leo, for the loyalty.
This is a setup. I'm gonna play poker with you, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'll poker for you. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Hey, listen, guys, thanks very much for doing it. Leo, we will see you this weekend. Congratulations. It was a very fine performance.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah. Hey, Jim, thank you. I enjoyed it. Ramona's a delight.
Hey, I bow in reverence to your knowledge. I really do.
Very nice. What a nice moment. All right. Leo, we'll see you this weekend. Jim, thanks a lot. Happy Father's Day to both of you guys.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, there's Not Stepdad Leo and Jim Shelbert. I'll tell you, Not Stepdad Leo is pretty sharp.
He was really good.
Yeah, really sharp.
I was about to start texting my dad the answers. I'm like, man, Leo knows all these.
Leo is the sharpest 80-year-old I have ever met.
Man.
Really sharp. All right, there you have it. There is Father of the Year Jim Shelbert, as it turns out. He wins.
I mean, I don't even know how to feel about this. He picked you over his daughter.
Yeah, no, I. But he got it right. The idea was to get the right answer, right?
I guess, yeah.
All right, coming up next for you, Momo, it is National Splurge Day. I want to know from you,
okay,
if you had the money on hand, what would you splurge on? What would you buy for yourself that might surprise us? That's
okay,
maybe out of your normal spending patterns. That's coming up next for you. Hey, it's Friday.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Evan Friday. Thanks to Jim Shelburne and not stepdad Leo for joining us. And if you're a dad, happy Father's Day. We hope you have a good one. We hope people give you gifts and all this stuff. What are you getting your dad for Father's Day?
I got him a wine barrel planter.
Okay, that sounds
nice. Like it's cool. It's like an old wine barrel, and this place out in the valley makes them. It's called Evan's Family Barrels. I just picked them up over there. And yeah, it looks cool. And it's like you can put some flowers in it and, you know, whatever he wants to grow. Yeah, and it's also got a can opener on it. So you can, like, sit out there and open up beer that way.
Certainly random. All right.
Yeah, it's cool, though.
It sounds neat. Yeah. It sounds neat. Yeah. So, Momo.
Yeah.
It's National Splurge Day. By the way, I don't know who makes up these days. But
these, I think they're all fake. Seriously.
Well, no, it's real. It's a real thing. Okay. It's on a calendar, so we're running with
it. Who do you have to, like, register this with? Like, the trademark office or the post office? I mean, how do you get
this? It's a really good question. I don't know how these things happen.
Yeah.
But it's National Splurge Day. So this is for Jorge and Lindsay, too. If you were to splurge on something, and think about this, it's you have enough money to get something, but it's not like a new house. Or a Lamborghini or something like that. It's not that. It's just something that you would splurge on for yourself. Momo, what would you do?
I think that I like the Stella McCartney brand. I like her stuff. And they have
Stella McCartney? Kind
of, yeah, Stella McCartney. You know, they have like
the wife?
Yeah, the wife. And she's got a really good fashion brand. And one time when I was in Vegas, I won money playing blackjack, and I just said, okay, I'm going to just go buy something really cool. So I bought these Stella McCartney shoes that were like $750, and I was like, this is crazy.
Damn, are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had a pair of shoes that cost more than $125.
Yeah, that was my splurge. I did
that
it.
That is
I
a big splurge.
It was fun, and they looked cool.
$750 shoes, wow.
Yeah, what about you?
Let's go to Lindsay next. Lindsay, what about you?
Well, just to clarify, is this like a couple, you know, a couple $100 or a couple $1,000?
It doesn't matter. There's no limit. Okay. You're splurging.
It doesn't matter.
And you have to splurge. You can't just like save it and, you know, invest it in Bitcoin or something.
I'm in zero position to splurge.
Okay.
But if I were, I would buy a whole bunch of stuff from Zoe Skincare.
Okay.
I know it's really lame, but like it's this awesome, great skincare, because like I'm big into skincare. Like I like getting hydrafacials and all that fun stuff.
So
and their
skincare
is so expensive.
The stuff you want to buy?
Yes, it's like for like the cleanser, it's like $100, but it's so good, it's so worth it. But like I can't afford it.
Jorge, what about you? Splurge item.
Honestly, I've been thinking about this for a while, and then if I had the chance and I had the money to do it, I would go on a European tour, England, Spain, whatever, and watch at least one soccer game in each country.
Nice.
That's my thing. Like, that's one of the things I want
to do. I didn't know this was an option.
Yeah.
No, I thought we were just talking about a little purchase at a boutique.
No, we'll let that stand.
Okay.
That's great.
I'm traveling, doing my thing, you know, just get to know the
fly first class. Fly first class.
Exactly,
do that.
Exactly.
You know, mine's a little bit different from yours. So when I go to the dispensary.
Okay.
I always get the $10 pre-rolls.
Okay.
But they have a $25 pre-roll that's supposed to be really, really good. And I never get it. I always opt for the cheaper pre-roll. So if I was to splurge, I would get the $25 pre-roll at the dispensary.
Come on. $25?
And all new patio furniture.
Yeah, there you go. New patio there. That's good.
Yeah.
How about like some kind of fancy clothes? Like what about like a really cool leather jacket?
Momo,
could you pull that off?
Do you really think I'm a fancy clothes guy?
Well, no, but we're talking about splurging.
Yeah, but have you met me? Am I a fancy clothes guy?
You could totally rock a really, like, I bet, you know what you should do? You should get a Tom Ford tuxedo. Get that.
See, where the hell would I wear that?
To where? Okay. Where? Yeah.
Yeah. Where?
When you host the Oscars.
When I host the Oscars, okay.
To your star acceptance. How about that? When you accept your star.
Where? Yeah. When I get my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Dress for the job that you want to have, Mace.
Well, right now I'm wearing jammy bottoms and a hoodie. So.
Dressed appropriate for the job that you have.
Yeah. All right. So I wanted to ask you this, Momo. Since you're so plugged in and you know everything that's going on in the NBA, what is the deal with Zion Williamson and his family wanting him to be traded?
Yeah, okay. I get it. You want to ask me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were teasing this to break. Okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
No. I actually
Okay. Yes, well, you know, look, I think the issue is there are some people who need to be pushed, right? There's like some franchises that you need to like threaten to leave, and okay, we gotta threaten to leave to get them to do whatever we want. I don't think the Pelicans need all this. I think that when they got Zion, it was pretty clear you have a special player and you need to give him everything he wants. So I don't really understand why people in his family might be upset. Like, they pretty much do whatever he wants.
Right.
Like, I don't think that he is wanting for anything there.
But is David Griffin screwing this up somehow?
I don't think so.
Are they changing the coach because of Zion?
Is
Van Gundy gone? Is he gone because of Zion?
I don't know that they had to put him out. Like, I don't think a lot of people really connected with Stan Van. Stan Van's a little like Tibbs. Like, he sort of got to have like Tibbs kind of players, like Tom Thibodeau from the Knicks. You got to have guys that like they don't mind getting yelled at. They don't mind diving on the floor for balls and you know, hustle plays. And right. Like you got to have those, like, tough guys that don't mind all the work.
But don't you wind up getting a reputation for – maybe it doesn't matter. He's an unbelievably talented guy.
Yeah.
But don't you get a reputation for being difficult when your family gets involved and stuff?
That's what I'm saying. Mark Spears was on The Jump with me yesterday, and he was asked this question. And Mark is from New Orleans, okay? He knows his family there. He knows the area. He's like – Zion needs to speak for himself. When you have your family member saying stuff and you insult, you know, a franchise and say, people are going to ask him about that wherever he goes. And it's not a good look. Like, it's kind of something that could offend people and ruin your relationship with a franchise in a city that, by the way, loves Zion. Like, he's like the mayor down there. I mean, maybe Drew Brees is the mayor and he's
if you're Zion, don't you tell your family to stand down?
Yeah, but that's kind of been he's got a very active family. He has for a while.
But
that's
at some point,
new.
You are your own person, and your family is not speaking for you.
It's like Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo. Lonzo finally broke the LeVar.
Yeah. Well, the truth is we all got tired of LeVar, right? That was part
of
it.
Although he was on the show, he was really funny.
Yeah, but that was like a once-a-year thing.
Yeah,
once a year, he can be really fun. If you had him every week, you'd be like, eh. Right? But I think LaMelo really got his dad to stop speaking for him. Like, LaMelo does not want that. LaMelo is his own man. He doesn't do a lot of interviews, and when he does interviews, he doesn't say much. But he definitely does not want LeVar talking for him. And LeVar understands that, and he's been respectful of that. Just kind of amazing to me. And LaMelo just won Rookie of the Year.
By the way, LaMelo is going to be a superstar.
He's really good.
He is really good. He is the best of the three without question. And Lonzo, we've talked
getting
about
getting better.
He's improving. I mean, he's 39% from three this year. So he's getting better. Still a great playmaker. Still a great passer.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, given the fact that the Lakers, and I don't know, what do you think they're going to do with Schroeder? I don't think they're going to keep Schroeder, do you?
I got to be honest. I think they are going to keep him.
What?
Because they kind of can't replace him. And
what do you mean?
If you let him go, you don't get to use that money elsewhere. So you just, like, lost a free agent for nothing. Like, you just –
Yeah, but
just
why
gone.
Not sign Lonzo?
They can't. They don't have the cap space. It's not as simple as that.
What if they get rid of Schroeder? Can't they get Lonzo?
No. They're way over the tax, no matter what. The only
so
way
hard
they can,
capped.
They're hard capped. Yeah, the only thing they can do is re-sign their own free agents, and then they'll maybe have $5 million, which is the biennial mid-level exception, okay? They don't even have that $9 million one because Montrezl Harrell has it. So if they lose Schroeder, they literally get nothing. And I think you have to re-sign that. I don't know what their choice is, let him go for nothing.
It's because they can go over the cap to sign Schroeder, but
correct.
They can't go over the cap to sign somebody like Lonzo.
I think they re-sign him. I don't know what they re-sign him for. That's a big question.
It can't be $84 million.
Well, and he thinks it should be $100 million. So that's where the pressure point is.
0-for-9 in game 5. I'm sorry.
Well, he looks around and says, okay, if you don't want to pay me, maybe Chicago or New York will. So there's a very complicated sign-in trades that can be worked out. Very complicated. You need a Bobby Marks level person to explain this to you. Me too. But
I don't want to get into the weeds anyway.
Too complicated. But there are other things they can do. And I know that Rob Pelinka, and we've underestimated him before. So I'm just going to let him impress us with his salary cap maneuvering. But I think that they kind of have to bring him back. And then you kind of have to see what the season brings, because you can't lose talent for nothing. They traded Danny Green and a first for him. And just from a roster construction standpoint, it's hard to let players go. That was an asset. It's hard to rebuild back up and get another asset.
Gave up a first for that. That's absolutely right. Okay. Hey, coming up next for you, I've got an irrational fear.
Ooh, I have several of those.
That has, Lindsay pointed out, is so irrational that I'm just stupid. We've got that coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 7.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah. ESPN. Yeah! By the way, those guys, I feel bad for those guys. They are trying like crazy to play games. Every afternoon, SLK is playing Family Feud because they think they can beat our show in some kind of game. Now, because we play games every day and have been for a long, we've got game of games. They can practice their asses off, and they do not have a chance against us. So S and L and K, practice away.
I think Sedano is good. I think Sedano has been goofy for a long time, too. I think, right? Don't you think George, came up in, Miami?
Yeah, but no,
radio,
but I'm talking about winning at games. I don't think he's a guy that can win at games, not at our level. We are operating at a completely different level than the S, the L, and the K. We're high-level game players.
All I know is that when I come in to do a game, I just want to make it not suck.
You know who the smartest person on the show is, right?
Who's that?
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Super smart. In fact, John and I have played 2 rounds of Jeopardy with real questions.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And I have beaten him both times. I'm 2-0 against Ireland in Jeopardy. Jeopardy is the true measure of smartness.
I don't know about that.
You don't know
Jeopardy
about that?
It's just a bunch of random knowledge.
Isn't that smart?
But you can study for no. Smart is like IQ level. I mean, that's like saying you judge people based on your SAT score. That's not. Yes, that is one form of measuring intelligence. But you can just take a prep course and increase your score by 500 points.
I've always wondered what my IQ is. Do you ever wonder what your IQ is? I think it's probably I'm pretty super smart.
You should take an IQ test.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, you should do it live on the radio.
Everybody on the show should take one.
Everybody on the show should take an IQ test and get a number. Oh, whoever gets the best IQ is going to lord it over everybody else forever.
Well, I'm smarter. Yeah. What's that Homer Simpson song? I am so smart. Marty.
Lindsay, look into that, how we can do an IQ test for all 4 of us.
I'm on it.
Okay, that and skydiving. Those are the 2 things that we're going to be doing. Did you get this email from HBO Max yesterday?
No.
Apparently everybody got this.
I got 2 of them.
It says integration test email number 1. That's the subject line.
Okay.
And then it says this template is used by integration tests only. Now, I thought it was spam to start with, and then I started reading about everybody else getting these too.
Really?
You got one?
It didn't go into my spam folder?
I got it twice.
Wow.
Got it twice. So supposedly it's some intern that hit the wrong button and sent this out to all the HBO Max subscribers.
Oh, it's like the reply all?
It's the reply all, exactly.
I did that yesterday. I did an embarrassing one yesterday.
Did
you? So around the horn, the producer sends an email out and says, okay, what days are you guys available? Every week we get the same email. You're supposed to say, okay, I can do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So like I was about to drive down and do the show and I just hit the quick like predictive text reply. You know, and your Google, the Gmail does these predictive texts. So I just replied, and I thought I was just hitting reply just to the producer, but I hit reply all, and I just said, I'm available. And Sedona goes, hey now, Momo.
Hey now.
I'm available.
So I was talking about irrational fears there, and I wanted to get to this. David Angotti is a shark expert, and I am terrified of sharks. Like, I have an unnatural
fear phobia
of sharks. It's a phobia, yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy, David Angotti, pointed this out in an article today. He says, a coconut falling and hitting somebody on the head and killing them is more likely than a death at the beach by shark attack.
Wow.
It is... statistically speaking, the chances you'll be attacked by a shark are practically zero. And even if you are, your chances of surviving are about 90%.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So most people survive shark attacks on top of everything else. So I still...
Just lose a limb or something. But
yeah, lose a limb. Did you see the drone video shot of the surfers out in Malibu, and they did a drone shot, and they showed all these baby white sharks all around the surfers.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, look, they certainly don't always attack. They don't always attack.
Yeah.
I actually saw one once, and it freaked me out.
Yep. There you go. I got you, Mace.
So I was having my first midlife crisis, I think, when I was traveling Africa with no particular itinerary or agenda.
Yeah.
And I ended up in Senegal. And the city on the beach in Senegal is a town called Dakar.
Yeah.
So they were renting jet skis. And I thought, hey, wouldn't this be cool? I'm jet skiing off the coast of Africa. So I get the jet ski. And I go straight out. And the waves are huge. And I'm really, really flying. And during one of the ups, I see a dorsal fin.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, I picked the wrong day to go jet skiing. So I land, right? And now I know the shark is in the water. So now I'm on a jet ski, so I've picked up a wave runner, actually. So I pick up both my legs and I put them, you know, off away from the sides of the wave runner. And when I squeezed the handle to go back to shore, I squeezed it so hard that I broke it.
Oh my gosh.
So now I am stuck where I've seen a dorsal fin. I didn't see it again. I saw a dorsal fin once, but I'm stuck in a wave runner, you know, about 300 yards away from shore. And they had to come out and tow me in, but it gave me so much terror to do that. It's called galeophobia, fear of sharks. So it's apparently pretty nonsensical to be afraid of sharks. But I, regardless of this story, I still am. Now, Momo, what's your irrational fear?
Spiders.
Spiders, irrationally?
I have dreams about spiders. And I think something happened to me when I was a kid. Like, I think a spider, like, crawled on my face or something. Ugh. But I don't know if that really happened, if it was, like, in a dream. But I just, like, for a while there, I was really having a hard time. Like, I felt like I would see them on the ceiling all the time in my room. I think I was imagining everything. But, like, there was times where I would wake up and I'd be, like, slapping the spider at my arms. Like,
yeah,
I thought they were on me.
Yeah,
I'd wake
up
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Yeah, I know the shark thing is rare and hardly ever happens.
That's still scary.
No,
there's something
to
that. I also like the thing about the sharks is it's what's beneath the water. It's the fear of the unseen whatever beneath the surface.
Well, and let's face it, it all goes back to the movie Jaws.
Oh, so you're not afraid of jellyfish? You're not afraid of
no.
other things? It's just the sharks,
stingrays, jellyfish,
stingrays.
All that stuff. I'm totally fine with. But sharks, that's something different. That's
I'd be scared.
Game.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
Yeah. All right, so tonight at Staples Center, there will be a full house for the first time at Staples Center in a while, since before the pandemic.
About March 8th, 2020. No, March 10th. March 10th. That was the Brooklyn Nets game.
And how good does that feel, huh? I mean, I know it's the Clippers, and I know, you know, the Clippers, it's game six and four. But it's cool to see a full house.
Yeah.
And I say the Clippers, I say get ready for game seven on Sunday.
I know you do. You really think Utah with
hey, the
Donovan
two most
Mitchell
exciting words in sports, game seven. I'm talking about Sunday, Jazz and Clippers. And then who knows? Who knows?
What would happen if the Clippers won? What's it going to be like for you? Like if they win tonight?
It's going to be like this. It's going to be like, go Suns! Let's do it, Phoenix! That's my adopted team. That will be my – right now I'm a Jazz fan,
O'Shea.
Then I'll be a Suns fan.
Are you and O'Shea talking?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how's he handling this?
I should call Shea. I'll get Shea on the show next week. He and I text, but I haven't talked to him in a while. So, yeah, we should do that, see how he's feeling about it, how he's putting that in place. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm rooting against the Clippers. I'll just be honest. I'm sorry that Kawhi got hurt.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Hey, you need to cool it on the Clippers. Cool it on the Clippers talk, according to ACB.
Yeah, the big boss says be nice to the Clippers. So I don't think I was that
I'm nice
today.
To the Clippers. I don't know what you're talking
you are.
About.
Yeah, you are. All right, coming up next for you.
I'm just trying to enforce the rule.
Yeah, enforce the rule, yeah. I can root against them. I'm
allowed that's fine.
To do that.
I think that's the right way to be. I got to be honest. Like, if you talk about do you hate watch or do you not watch? I think you should hate watch. I think that's
what
better.
What is this show about if not honesty? I mean, we lay it all out there every day. I'm not going to pretend.
I think the idea, Mace, is that our show is supposed to represent and appeal to all of Los Angeles, which includes a very small portion of Clippers fans.
Yeah,
so apparently don't appreciate the hate watch.
To them, I wish them well. To them, I wish them well. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is my game today. Momo, I think you got a reasonably good chance of this. It's actually Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. You, Lindsay, Jorge, all have a chance. Momo, you have not won a game this week. Maybe you can come away with one. Game of Games is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 7-10.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
ESPN. Yes, it is Game of Games time. It is sponsored by Steve Mason. Follow him at Venice Mace on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Wow.
Hey, wait, that's not fair.
It's spreading. It's spreading.
It's also brought to you by Lindsay Baseball on Instagram.
Okay.
You know what my favorite is going to be? Somebody's going to call Jacob. Lindsay Baseball brought to you by Jacob and Ronnie. That's
going
to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Accident, do it.
Injury. Call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob. We love Jacob.
And then follow Lindsay.
Love that, Jacob.
Follow Lindsay Baseball. Yes.
Yep. All right, here we go. It is time for some Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. Momo, you can play. Lindsay, you can play. And Jorge, you're in the game, of course. So far this month, Jorge's actually doing pretty well. It's Ireland 5, Lindsay 3, Jorge 3, me 3. So, interesting. Momo's yet to win. But Ireland's got only a 2-point lead on all three of us.
Wow.
So we got a shot.
He has been out all week, but okay.
So this is Radio Jeopardy.
Ooh.
I am going to give you the question, and you have to answer. I'm going to be a hard ass on this. You've got to answer in the form of a question. Okay.
Yep.
And these,
before I
these
screw up.
These are all over the board, all right?
Okay.
Number one. This European capital is only 1 square mile, and it is home
Momo.
To Momo.
What is Vatican City?
No. and it is home to Big Ben.
Ugh, I should have waited. I don't get to go anymore,
anybody?
Right?
Lindsay?
London?
London, yeah, exactly.
But she didn't do it in the form of a question.
Okay. Oh, no, gosh, you didn't answer the form of a question. I'm sorry. Jorge.
What is London?
What is London? Yeah. Absolutely right. Jorge's on the board.
I did say I suck at doing that.
All right, here is number two.
That was really bad.
This Mexican lefty reliever with the Dodgers.
Okay.
Jorge.
Who is Fernando Valenzuela?
Nope.
No! Momo. Who is it, Momo?
Who is Victor Gonzalez?
Exactly.
Oh, who's yeah!
Jorge, I got to tell you, I put that question in there for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Left-handed.
Who jumped the gun, left-handed. Jorge? Jeez.
You didn't hear reliever. No, he said reliever.
Right now. I'm watching Fernando on TV right now.
Ah, all right. Momo won, and Jorge won. Lindsay, yet to
start. I got to wait for the question. I made that mistake. Okay.
Yeah, I know, me too.
This album, released in 1982, includes hits like PYT, Human Nature.
Okay. Momo.
Jorge.
Who is Michael Jackson?
Nope. Oh. Momo.
Momo.
What is Bad?
No.
What? That's not the
This
right
album,
one?
Released in 1982, includes hits Isn't that like the PYT, name of
the... Okay. Ramon, be quiet. Let me hear the whole thing.
Wanna Be Starting Something, Billie Jean, and Beat It.
Lindsay. Thriller?
Yep.
Jorge,
no,
Jorge,
oh,
Jorge.
Bad is the next Jorge. One. Okay.
You don't get the
nobody
points.
Can win
no,
it.
No, nobody else can ring in.
I give up already. I can't remember to do it.
It's Momo 1, Jorge 1, Lindsay, yep, to scratch. Yeah, the answer is, what is Thriller?
Bad's the next
Number
one.
Number 4.
Okay.
There once was a man named Nantucket is the first line of this type of poem.
Ooh.
Lindsay.
What is a limerick?
What is a limerick? Lindsay
Good
is on
job.
The board. Yes. All right. It is 1-1-1.
Okay.
Here is number 5. This Green Bay Packers wide receiver caught a league best 18 touchdown passes in 2020.
Lindsay. Who is Jones?
No.
Jorge. Momo.
Jorge
Momo.
Is next. Jorge beat you in already.
Who is Davante Adams.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Jorge has that. Who is Davante Adams?
I knew that one of those regular names, Jones Adams.
He just doesn't have a 1 second delay. That's the problem.
What delay? Oh, no way.
We're not
Jorge,
in the excuse
I think
business.
We can all agree that there is indeed a delay.
No, we cannot.
No, we can't.
Okay. We're all different places. We all have different delays. We all play by the same rules. It's a level playing field.
Jeopardy. Right,
Jorge 2, Momo 1, Lindsay 1.
All right.
Number 5. This human muscle contracts about 100,000.
Lindsay? What is the heart?
What is the heart? Yes, Whoa. Contracts
too
about 100,000 times per day. Lindsay and Jorge now tied at 2 apiece.
I got to get faster on the buzzer. This is like really.
Number 7.
Oh. I had a delay.
This could break the tie.
Okay.
These come in varieties like Pink Lady, Empire.
Lindsay? What is a, what's the word? I don't know what it's called.
Three,
it's a weed
two,
wrap.
No.
Momo. Three,
Momo?
What is a pear?
No.
What?
Jorge, you got a chance.
Can you finish the question?
I was confident.
This is for the win. Hang on. Listen to Jorge. These come in varieties like Pink Lady, Empire, Honey Crisp, and eating it
once
a day.
Oh, I know it now.
May keep the doctor away.
Jorge. What are apples?
What are apples?
After Honey Crisp. I knew it. I should have waited.
Right.
Dang it.
I think they're also the names, the varieties of weed wraps, whatever those are called.
What are weed wraps?
You know, that you put your weed in it.
How did your mind go there? How did your mind,
Rolling papers, I think, is what you were
looking for. No, it's not like the paper. They're brown.
Blunt wraps. Blunt wraps.
There you go.
Oh, blunt wraps. Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
They're not types of.
And I don't smoke.
Next time, put the Honey Crisp up there earlier. All right.
The idea is to string it along and make it.
But then there's a temptation.
No, Ramona,
I ring in too early and I don't hear. I know.
We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay. I'm mad.
Jorge's already got the win.
You know, in Jeopardy, you have to wait for Alex to read the whole question.
Okay, that's not the way it works here.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
Momo, you just spent like 10 minutes complaining about everything.
I know all the answers, and I just
You're very
blew
cranky.
It.
Very
cranky. We all know all the answers.
I know. It's so sad. It's very sad.
Excuses.
Yeah, excuses.
And then I jump in too early, and I wake
Okay, Momo, stop. Simmer down.
Let's get this last one.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, how many copies of Thriller have been sold? Momo, you're up first. Take a guess. Take a guess. Closest without going over.
50 million.
50 million. Lindsay.
30 million.
30 million. Jorge.
Nah, like 60 million.
Jorge, you are killing it right
yes.
now. The
answer
wow.
is 66 million copies
Dang,
of Thriller
that was good.
Have been sold.
Swag, so, baby, swag.
But he didn't put it in the form of a question.
No,
he didn't have
no,
to.
Tiebreaker
have to.
Doesn't.
Not this one.
Jeez, oh. Mama. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, All you're right. just the squeakiest wheel
I'm just
today.
trying to eke out a win here.
Salvage some ego, but I mean, seriously. All right, so Momo, what's going to happen
All week.
Tonight? What's going to happen tonight?
Well, if they go according to type, then the Jazz will win because the Clippers have historically had trouble in this closeout game. But I think the Clippers win tonight. This is my actual official prediction.
Your official prediction is the Clippers will win.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My official prediction for tonight is that the Dodgers will beat Arizona. It's my official.
You are so
prediction.
Good. I love it.
Yeah. Go
should I even tell
Dodgers.
You? Should I tell you what happens? Are you going to avoid the scores?
No, no. I'm going to hate watch the game.
You are?
Oh, yeah. I'll hate watch it.
I know it.
Yeah. Hey, Jorge, what's the out time?
52:30.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for that. All right. So, Momo, I thought a really solid week for you.
I think it was pretty good.
Your dad.
Considering.
Your dad was the star.
Was he?
Yeah, he
I was a little. I was a little worried about where we were going to end up with that one story of like what Momo
nope.
was like as
it
a
worked
kid.
Out. You just get a little rap on the wrist. All right, Momo, thanks very much. Appreciate you filling in. We are back Monday at 12:55, and John Ireland returns from yet another vacation.
Gone long enough for you to miss him.
Coming up next for you, Sedano, LZ, and Cap right here on Woo! 710 ESPN.